makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, October 1st, and the Texans know how crucial it will be to get their first win of the season over the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. We'll hear from Coach Gary Kubiak, wide receiver Andre Johnson, quarterback Matt Schaub. But first, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike with the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hope of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans returned to Reliant Stadium after playing three games on the road against playoff opponents. Last season, the team was 6-2 at home. This Sunday, they will need a win in Houston more than ever, Matt Schaub said.
You know, winning cures a lot of things, and when sitting at 0-3 right now, you know, the past is the past, and, you know, we just need to get over that hump and get that first one, and because that's all we can get. We can't, you know, automatically, you know, 1 week get three wins and be 500. We got to just take them one at a time and get focused this week on, you know, what's going to take to win.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson agreed. He admitted he was frustrated with the 0-3 start and wanted to be doing more on offense. Grays had only 5 catches in the last 2 games.
You only can go through it for so much, but, you know, it's still early in the season, and, you know, you just have to keep fighting through it. But, you know, I think after a while it kind of takes a toll on you. But, you know, you just have to continue to go through it. You know, it's not just me. I'm pretty sure it's with, you know, a lot of guys around the locker room. I guess it just bothers me a little bit more because I've been going through it since I've been here. So, you know, something we just have to continue to work through.
The Colts enter the game 1-2, with quarterback Peyton Manning not looking like himself. But Kubiak said this is a team the Texans cannot take lightly.
No, I mean, they could easily be 3-0, you know. They got beat by a play against Jacksonville, a big P.I. late in the game, you know, and the Chicago game, you know, they could easily go the other way. You know, they got one of the greatest to ever play the game leading the show. They've had 2 weeks off to freshen up. One of their problems has been injury, so they're getting some guys back. And defensively, they're as fast and up the field as they've ever been. And it's the same challenge for us, same football team we've seen.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.